despite what maybe you've seen or heard or been told or whatever, most successful copywriters that I know don't actually just sit on the beach writing copy or sit on the beach drinking Mai Tais all day. Most successful copywriters that I know are honestly very hard workers, and they do put in significant time. They do put in significant effort, and yet they also, in their own ways, find opportunities to have gratitude for the five freedoms of copywriting, And I want to talk to you, I want to share with you what those are today and just kind of reflect on that. Number one, out of gratitude myself for having lived a life now for, it's like 11 years and going, for what it's like to be a freelance copywriter. But number two, to give it to you kind of as an aspiration, because I know that a lot of my subscribers are getting into this or finding their way in this and aren't quite sure of the actual, like, you know, are they going to get what was promised in the end? And so today we'll cover the five freedoms of copywriting.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
Okay, so do you know the five freedoms of copywriting? Maybe you know some of them. Maybe you even know all of them if you think about it. But today I'm going to run through the five freedoms of copywriting and kind of reflect on the opportunities that they're created. Now, copywriting is often sold as this, like, hey, go work on the beach. You know, here's the person with a laptop on the beach. They're a successful copywriter, right? The reality is that many copywriters that I know work at home or work at coffee shops or work, you know, on their porch. They work wherever they're working, right? They are working. And a lot of them actually work in offices, as like in a building, as either the owner of the company or the or an employee of the company, somebody working within the company. And that said, even if you choose those specific, you know, pathways for you, you can still enjoy these five freedoms in their own unique way. So the first freedom is time. One of the great things about being a copywriter is that oftentimes you can create a situation where you set your own schedule. Now, you can create a situation where you're planning on working 40, 50 hours a week, and, you know, nothing wrong with that. I think that from all the research that I've seen, it's not really worth working much more than 40, 45 hours a week, because your productivity actually has a bell curve. Your productivity drops when you go beyond 45 hours a week or so. And honestly, there's not that much difference between somebody who works 35 and 45 hours a week. But even beyond that, I haven't worked a traditional full-time week since I quit working a job back in February of 2010. And that's because of freelance copywriting. I aim to get my focused work in. I aim to get my to-do list done, but my hours are not a traditional work week, and they haven't been for a long time. And one of the great things about that is, you know, I'm recording this in the middle of the summer. I often get to spend afternoons at the pool with my kids. I often, you know, like I am able to go to all their sports stuff. I'm able to do all of that. I'm able to be present in their lives. I'm able to spend time with them throughout the day. Yesterday afternoon, I was playing a new Tony Hawk game on the Xbox with my kids in the afternoon, and just enjoying that time with them because I have the freedom of time as a copywriter. And I'm able to decide my own schedule. Freedom of place. I don't have to be where my clients are. And granted, this is becoming, you know, this was a big thing for copywriters in 2010 when I launched my copywriting career, because remote work was so rare, but it's so standard in the freelance copywriting world. And even many people who are employed copywriters, they may spend some time in the office, but they may actually be able to work from somewhere else completely. So yeah, you could work from the beach or the mountains or whatever appeals to you. You could work from a different country. You could work from wherever. In some cases, yes, businesses are going to want you to show up at the office sometimes. But for the most part, one of the reasons that I chose copywriting was because I can work from wherever, and it's awesome. The next one is freedom of, I call it freedom of people. Freedom of people means that you have a lot of choice for who you want to work with. And if you decide you want to work, you know, with a different group of people, you don't like one client, you can go on to another, and you are completely able to pick and choose the people who are the best fit for you, who resonate most with you. And for the most part, throughout my entire career, because copywriting is such a high value skill, I have been able to just choose, do I want to work with this client? Do I want to work with a different client? And I only have to work with the people that I want to work with. And, you know, I'll do maybe a project with someone to figure out, but if I decide I don't like working with them, I don't do another project with them. Then there's freedom of income. One of the beautiful things about copywriting is that this skill, especially if you follow my advice, like from yesterday's video, where I talked about writing copy that is close to the sale, meaning your copy is actually generating measurable business results, leads, customers, sales, profits, like it's actually generating these results. Because copy is a leverageable, scalable asset, meaning you can, you know, even when it was direct mail, you could print a million pieces of direct mail, you could print 10 million pieces of direct mail, you could, and it's still the same amount of work for the copywriter. Or online, you know, it's the same amount of work for the copywriter for a web page to see 1,000 people, 10,000, 100,000, a million, 10 million people all visiting the same web page. And the copywriter, if their income is tied to the results generated, as I often teach, then your income opportunity is just incredibly free to the upside. Now, not every copywriter has that experience, but the better you get at generating results, the more upside your income has. And, you know, that's a wonderful freedom of copywriting. Now, probably one of the least spoken about, but to me, the most wonderful opportunities in copywriting is the freedom of opportunity. And to some degree, these different freedoms that I've already talked about have spoken to this. But because copywriting is such a highly valued skill and a highly valuable skill, because you're actually able to generate, you know, revenue and profits for a business, because you're able to generate those business results, you essentially have the opportunity to walk into different businesses and create those results. You have the opportunity to create your own business and create those results. You have the opportunity to partner with people in their business and create those results. And I think this is why so many people who start off like learning copywriting, learning selling multiplied through media, go on to be business owners and business creators, because this skill is like the ability to get a customer to pull out money and invest in your product or service is perhaps the most valuable business skill, because other business skills, such as innovating, creating a product, the best products do not sell themselves. You know, there's that saying, invent a better mousetrap and the world will be a path to your door. The reality is that there are more patents for better mousetraps than almost any other product type at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Last I checked, it was like 5,000, 6,000 different designs for different mousetraps. And the reality is that the most people, like just because people hear that, they hear that saying, and they believe it, and so they go out and they invent a better mousetrap, right? And I am sure that among the 5,000, 6,000, there is a better mousetrap than that one that's like a dollar at the store that has spring-loaded, et cetera. And yet, if that specific instance has proven anything, it's that the better mousetrap does not actually make the world beat a path to your door. It's the person who figures out how to sell and distribute the mousetrap, the thing that isn't necessarily the best one on the market. Unfortunately, and And I'll say that this way, like, even as I recognize this, unfortunately, the person with the best skill, the best product, the best service does not automatically become the market leader. It is the person who is most capable of communicating with the market and getting them to move towards whatever product, service, skill offering that they have. And so the person who is the best marketer of the product, service, skill offering, whatever, is the person that wins in a competitive race in a marketplace. That's the person that rises to the top. Now, I think you should have both. I think you should have the best product, service, skill offering, but you should also, and you should also be the best marketer of that. And so copywriting as creating this unlimited opportunity, you're able to either create the best product, service, skill offering, or partner up with someone who has the best product, service, skill offering as an employee, as a freelancer, as a partner in the business, as a co-owner of the business. You're able to create this unlimited opportunity for the business, for yourself, through your copywriting. And really, that is the biggest freedom of copywriting, is the freedom to identify opportunities to change the world for the better through your marketing and copywriting, and to go out and do that. So again, the five freedoms of copywriting: freedom of time. You really get to decide your schedule when you work. Freedom of place. You get to decide where you work. Oftentimes you don't actually have to go into an office. Sometimes you do. You know, when I launched my freelance copywriting career, I was living in Oregon. I was able to move to Ames, Iowa without an interruption from my wife's finishing up grad school. We lived there for a year. Now we chose to live in Lincoln, Nebraska, not because this is where the jobs and opportunities are for me, but because of because I was able to create that flexibility. And this is where family, this is where my wife grew up. She actually had a work opportunity here. And so we were able to decide, hey, Lincoln, Nebraska is where it's at, regardless of the job opportunities. Freedom of people, working with people that you actually enjoy working with. Freedom of income, the opportunity to create more and more income because your skills are generating the results. And freedom of opportunity to essentially create the destiny that you most desire through understanding the power of marketing and selling through media. Now, if you do want to get deeper into the actual like business skills of copywriting, how to land great clients and make a great living as a copywriter, I have a book called The Copywriter's Guide to Getting Paid. I'll include a link with this video. Copywritersguide.com gets you there. And you can certainly check that out. I would love it if you'd leave a comment or a review with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you going to, like, how are you going to approach copywriting differently? Is this a nice reminder of everything that you are grateful for, which is an awesome thing to do just for your own mental health, to dwell in that gratitude? Or is this something that you are working towards and aspiring towards? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly, and subscribe before you go. Subscribe here. Also, go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. Get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. Check out any other links in the description as well. You may find even more valuable goodies there. Again, I'm Roy Furr. This is your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I look forward to catching you again in the next episode. I'll see you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.